What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loot Bros Podcast. I'm your host, Resident Daryl, and this week is going to be a fun little recap, some things that have been going on. Guys, we did not have an episode last week for the first time in years, and it was because we were tied up in a youth revival retreat kind of thing called D-Now, and unfortunately, it ate up so much time before the actual event and into the event, plus work was crazy, that rather than rush out, I actually did record something, but it was kind of crap, if I'm being honest. I bought a microphone for my phone, and I was like, you know what I'll do is in my traveling, I was like, I can kind of go over some of these topics and try something different, and it wasn't great. It wasn't good. So what ended up being the best choice was just to hang tight, give you guys a proper episode. This week's going to be cool because this week I'm going to be able to get a few different gentlemen on the show. I'm going to get Gareth on the show, hopefully, this week. And we've been trying for a couple weeks now to have Dan Evans, you know, from the Godfo universe, back on the show for us to have a conversation. And so we're trying to make that happen. So there's going to be some cool stuff. I've got a couple other guests that I've been just working through getting lined up, and it will all come in due time. So here we go, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Loot Bros Podcast each and every week, with the exception of last week. A little bit of housekeeping stuff. We have been dropping shorts on the Resident Daryl YouTube channel, and it's growing. It's coming along. It's doing what it's supposed to do, and we're excited for that. I would invite you to come over there and check it out. And we'll definitely have another long form video out this week, hopefully by the end of today. Got a lot of meetings, and work is crazy right now. Work is stupid crazy, good and bad crazy. So hopefully we'll have a new long form video out this week, but the shorts have been doing pretty good, and it's easy to drop shorts because I have so many pickups throughout the week that aren't necessarily film worthy and aren't necessarily, you know, high value items. So it's been pretty cool. Picked up some consoles recently, did some videos testing them out. Did a couple shorts, going to our favorite local video game store. We've got some imports, got some cool stuff. So we'll have some more shorts posting. Actually, another short will post later today, hopefully before this even comes out. And then the long form video will be out this week as well. So yeah, they're going to be knocking out some stuff, hoping that you guys all enjoy it. For those of you who do follow the Resident Daryl YouTube channel. So as for our patrons, the Attack on Titan deep dive is going live here shortly. I did not finish the edit on there, so it didn't make it into February's deep dive section, but it'll go live this week for sure, first week of March, and then I'll have another deep dive lined up right after that, and as I make good. So actually, I got some cool video games to talk about this week, and we'll talk about a little bit of current event stuff. Nothing crazy. It's just things are wild right now, guys, and I think things are getting crazy. So that being said, thank you guys again so much for all your love and support here on the Loot Bros Podcast and the Resident Daryl Podcast. We're going to toast our Patreon producers, our Patreon supporters. Thank you, MZ, and thank you, the commish, JT. We appreciate you guys. Patreon's taking a little bit of a lull lately, and that is all good. That is to be expected, but we do appreciate you guys who still subscribe and who are still there hanging out with us. So I'm going to give my little toast to you guys, and I want to give a shout out to all the old Loot Bros. Been really funny listening to the PlayStation 8 Dead podcast, listening to Will and his little sass mouth talking about how I, you know, built this house and put them in it and burn it down. And to an extent, you may be correct. But calm down, brother. It's okay. You're better for it. It builds character. So now you have a better show because I helped you. As a matter of fact, the PlayStation Ain't Dead podcast only exists because of me. So actually, Will, you're welcome. So here we go. We want to give a toast to Will, the PlayStation Ain't Dead podcast brought to you by Resident Daryl and the Loot Bros hosts, our Patreon producers. Thank you guys so much. So here we go. A little bit of work stuff popping off as I'm on the recording machine with you guys. Things are crazy. Just survived a second round of layoffs. And we have a meeting coming up today. Could be good, could be bad. I could be a full-time podcaster by the time this episode goes live. We don't even know. That'd be a scary endeavor, but you never know. That might be the future. So, guys, I want to start things off by just talking a little bit about some games that I've been playing. Again, with everything being so crazy, it's been hard to play anything. But I did manage to bust out a little bit of Portal Time. That's right, PlayStation Portal Time. This device literally makes it possible in this current crazy time that we're in, like, to play games. Like, it's incredible. This is the only reason I'm able to get any game time in. I am by far losing this annual trophy rarity event that Gareth hosts. I'm losing it by an absolute mile. And it's just, you know, I've taken on so much stuff. Things are busy. Soccer season's back in. We've had this big retreat. You know, we've got a lot of stuff going on at work. It's just wild. It's absolutely wild. So, did it to myself, and I will be the bottom of this division probably for a little bit longer. But I definitely wanted to give a shout out to all those guys busting out some crazy good stuff, some great platinums, and really doing the Lord's work with the trophy, the annual rarity event. As a matter of fact, I'm not in last. I'm looking at it right now. I'm in 13th out of 14th place. So, but I'm in red, which means that I'm in danger. I'm in danger. So, I'm going to throw this out there, guys. I do plan on kicking all of your butts. So, you're welcome. but I did play some games. PlayStation Portal, it is because of the Portal that I was able to play anything. And I am super, super appreciative of old Jimmy Ryan for leaving me with this device. So, I played this game. It's a South Korean horror game called Sugoni, Tsugunohi. And it is a interesting little game. I bought it because it was on sale. It said it was super scary, horror, blah, blah, blah. And it looked to me, honestly, like this is probably a pretty straightforward 100%. There's no platinum, which is fine. I mean, I hate that, but also the game was cool, so like I didn't really care. Only 12 trophies. I gotta be honest, I'd say 5-ish hours if I'm being real with you. And it might have been a little faster had I looked at the trophy list and did a little research first. But essentially, you get trophies for just playing the game. That you're gonna get 10 out of the first 12 trophies just for playing the game. Now, the game itself, I'll come back on those last two trophies. The game itself is essentially like a side scroll motion comic almost, where you literally says you just move left. Like that's the gameplay. Now, it is a little more than just that. You move left, you hit X occasionally to, sounds like I'm almost trying to sell it, but it's not. You hit X occasionally just to kind of cycle through dialogue options, and it's a pretty straightforward little game. Every now and again, you have to look up, and what makes this game cool is it's telling these little short horror stories of these different characters, and there's like lots of jump. It's like lots of jump scares, like lots of stuff popping at you, crazy, eerie music kind of stuff. Like the background, all of a sudden you'll see like these little yokai, these little ghosts or whatever hanging on top of these characters. Things get a little trippy, a little crazy. Each story is almost a little bit different of an art style. It's not very cartoony at all. It's almost more like, like layers of cardboard art, essentially kind of running over each other. It's very, very interesting. And you could tell it was made for mobile and it was just ported to the PlayStation. And so I think I paid like $6.75, almost $7 for it. Nothing crazy, but it was a cool little experience. It was very artistic, very interesting. And I kind of recommend it for horror fans, people who are looking for just like, you know, an interesting experience. It's not for everybody, for sure. But it was neat. And it's a South Korean horror game. And I know that PlayStation has been working with the Koreans to bring more of their games over, and they have like actually like a little program set aside for that, and it's pretty cool. Like, I don't know if this was going to come over either way, you know. I didn't do any research into it at all, but it was just neat. I saw it on the store, I bought it, I played it, and it was one of those games that I could play in bed. I could play, like, we had this what we call D Now, okay, at our church is Discipleship Now. And instead of us going out of town, like, there's multiple trips throughout the year where we go out of town and we do things like Beach Blast is like the big one over the summer, where we go to the beach for a week and we have hundreds of students go and participate, hang out, all kinds of cool activities, all kinds of cool sessions. And then there's the fall retreat, which we did, you know, this past fall, where we go to this this campgrounds in the mountains and we, you know, have a little kind of getaway over there. D Now is similar, but yet everyone's local. And instead of just going home, coming to church for the activities, you know, there's people who have what they're called host homes. Like, I was a host home, and you open your house up to let a bunch of students stay with you. So we had 12 eighth grade boys staying with us, and then two college students. And then we had, I was also a driver. So I rented this, you know, the church rented this giant, a 15-passenger van, and we just toted the students back and forth, and it was cool. So, and they separate you by gender and by grade. So, it's an interesting time, and it was a lot of fun. Lots of crazy, cool, just experiences. The time with the students was great. The sessions were great, and you know, the worship services were amazing. It was a blast. A ton of fun. I say all that to say this: very strict schedule. We're going here, we're going there. Like, so the days leading up, we're preparing our house, you know, packing the other kids up so they can go different places, and, you know, just kind of getting things ready. Because if you think about it, you, all of you who are listening right now, you're like, sure, you're used to the family unit that you have and the people that are in your homes. Tripling that number, it's like, wow, you gotta be prepared to triple that. So imagine Christmas and Thanksgiving and things like that, but, like, you know, for 72 hours straight, just people on top of each other in your house. So, and on top of that, eighth grade boys, like rowdy boys. So there was no sleep to be had, and obviously no real free time. So I say all that to say this: the PlayStation Portal, the Jimmy Ryan handheld, if you will, it's like I was able, when I had these 30-minute, like, we literally have, like, okay, there's 30 minutes here, there's an hour here, we've already kind of cleaned up, we've already reset, what can I do? I can take the portal out, I can sit in my chair, and while I'm just making sure kids aren't breaking bones and breaking furniture, I can sit there and play through something on the portal, and it was awesome, and it made it possible. So I started the game earlier in the week, finished it last night, as a matter of fact, and I stayed up till about 2 a.m. finishing the game. I probably put in 3 hours last night. And the thing is like, I kind of put in more time last night because I had to play a couple chapters over. Like I said, I'd come back to those two trophies, but essentially some of those playthroughs felt like 20, 30 minutes, maybe not quite. Some of it kind of varied. Some of them have multiple chapters in each character story. So you play through it and it's cool. But then to get the last two trophies, I was like, I played through all the stories that unlocked. I don't know what else to do. So I started digging on the internet, and this is your trophy tip for the week. When I dove in on the internets, I found that, like, if you play, there's two stories you have to play through multiple times, and when you play through them, if you go do another story, which the indication is so subtle, it's like hard, it's very easy to miss. Like, if you go through and you play it and then you go to the next story, you null out your playthrough. You have to go back and start it again, and play it, and then play the second playthrough. And so for the two playthroughs, one of them, it's like a subtitle that pops up after your first playthrough, and you just play again immediately from that screen. The other one, there's like the imagery changes. Now, the stories do play through differently, and there's a lot of different stuff that happens on screen. But the thing that's interesting and kind of annoying is that you play through the first like five or six chapters or five or six stories, and when you beat it, you just you're at the main menu. You hit circle to back out to pick the next story. So the game kind of trains you, like, this is the order of operations to get to the next story. When you get to the next story, you know, you just move on to the next one. You don't realize that, oh, these specific ones here, if I play them again, then I get another story. So that was a little annoying. And it might be that other ones operate the same way. There just weren't trophies associated with it, so I didn't try it. But it's a very interesting little indie game made by one person. And I mean, it looks like the credits have maybe 10 people in it. So very interesting little game. Sorry, I got an email. So I've been playing that one. So I got the 100% on that game. The trophies are not very rare. They are mostly common. There's only been 50 people to 100% the game. So I will be on that leaderboard. I imagine I'm looking now. Oh my gosh, my stomach is going crazy. I'm on the 100% club. Yep. Let's see. Does it go to 50 yet? Latest achievers, first achievers. So yeah. So either way, it's on there. It again, not super rare, but not a lot of people bought this game. So I'm the 52nd person to 100% the game. So I won't be in the top 50. Either way, interesting little game. Not a ton of players now, on PSN profiles. Again, this is just a small sample of what's out there. But typically, if you opt into PSN profiles, you're a trophy hunter. You're going to play these more obscure games, or you're going to get more. I would imagine there's not a ton of people that play these rare games that are not opted into the website. So it says there's only 96 game owners. And the game came out, let's see, the first achievers for the 100% was February 8th. So it's only been out a month or so. So yeah, so we'll see. The game hasn't been out long. It doesn't look like there's much, going on with it. I doubt it'll be a super rare, 100% by any stretch. I think the handful of people that are going to play it are playing it for the 100%. And so it's a cool game. I liked it. I liked it enough to talk about it here and say, hey, this is pretty decent. Next up, I chipped away a little bit at Resistance Retribution. I am 12 out of 28 trophies. So realistically, at the halfway point, maybe a little over halfway as far as missions go. Great game. It plays amazing, and I'm playing it on the portal. So like, it is a PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5 game, because I did have some people reach out to me about it. It's a PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5 game, originally on the PSP, but now playable, on the modern consoles. It's on PlayStation Premium. So if you have PlayStation Premium, you get it. You don't have to buy it outright, although I do recommend it. But I'm playing it on the portal because it's a handheld game, and I think that's the best way to play it. So totally loving it. Absolutely adore the game. It is great. So last game that I played of any real consequence is WWE 2K23. I have secured the women's championships for two of the three brands. I'm on the last one now, and I'll have that one. That one's actually on PSN profiles. That's a 10% very rare trophy. So that one should net me a point or two for the annual rarity event. But yes, it's annoying to go through and play that storyline. Trying to get to it is kind of annoying. I accidentally screwed it up because you have to play through games and missions and stuff. And so like, if you make the wrong choice, it changes the outcome of your story. And so like, to get from one brand to another, like, you can achieve the championship on a brand, Raw, SmackDown, or NXT. And then if you, you want to go to another brand to pursue those storylines, it's like, okay, cool. Well, we've got a match schedule for you. If you do a good job, you can, you know, get on that brand. Well, when I got on that brand, I just went and grabbed a chair and beat the crap out of this character, and then I got disqualified. I'm like, well, whatever, I win. Or, you know, the match is over. But because I didn't win, and I didn't win fair, it didn't let me transfer brands, and then I had to go through a whole nother storyline, a whole nother sequence of matches to get this thing to prompt back up so that I could try again. And then you get over to the brand, then you got to play stories to unlock the main event story. It's a lot. It's fun if you're really interested in doing it. I'm really interested in making my way through 2023, so I'm trying to get these last couple straggler trophies so I can make it to 2023 and then do all their stories over there, because 2024 is getting ready to come out this month. Matter of fact, the reviews are up for 2024, and let's see, Push Square gave it a, scrolling to the bottom, because there we go, an 8 out of 10, so that's pretty good. It says strong female and male My Rise campaigns, which is what I'm playing now in 2022. Excellent creation suite. That's really good. Huge roster. Improved animations, faster load times, and new fun match types. That's good. The cons are inconsistent wrestler likenesses. That's always been a thing. The weird uncanny valley. Just like it kind of looks like the wrestler, but kind of not. Like I think Bayley is actually like a really ugly version of Bayley, which is interesting. Showcase mode cutscenes are far too lengthy. Okay, that's one of the story modes where there's always like a, here's a campaign to create a wrestler and move through the ranks, starting as an independent wrestler up through the being a champion. And then the showcase mode is kind of like, here is where we showcase like actual historical wrestling events, and you kind of replay through these to a certain point. Then here's some cutscenes and some videos. They're fun. As a wrestling fan, they're really fun. Apparently in this one, the cutscenes are really long, which is cool. I like that stuff, so that might be great. And then another con is an AI-filled multi-person matches are unending. So not 100% sure what that means, but I haven't played the game yet. So that's just some of the highlights from the Push Square review. So the game comes out on the 8th. It is the 4th as the time of recording. So that one's coming out soon. So super excited. Hopefully I will have 2023 buttoned up around the time this game goes on sale. Now it does have Cody Rhodes on the front cover. So it will be very important to my son, who is a huge Cody Rhodes fan, to have this game in our house. So this might be a game that I buy and he plays first. So kind of story. So we're cool with that. So super excited about 2024. 2022 was excellent. So another game, you know, there's two other reviews that have dropped out recently. Obviously, you know, Final Fantasy Rebirth came out. Looks like it's doing really well. Looks like it's scoring very high, very high Metacritic. Another review that dropped actually this morning that I was pretty excited about is the Outlast Trials. So, Push Square gave it a 7 out of 10. That's pretty exciting. That comes out tomorrow as of the time of recording. So, super excited about that one. I think my son is actually, my oldest son has been asking about it because him and his buddies are going to play it. So, I definitely have to do a little research. But, pretty stoked to see what's going on with that one. So, you know, that's what I've been playing, guys. I've been playing some wrestling, been playing some Resistance, and I've been playing some I don't even remember the name of it anymore. It's kind of a hard one to pronounce, but you know, we got some great stuff coming out. We're getting ready to get hit with an influx of games, and I'm super, super stoked about that. But what I've also noticed that every day when I open up my news apps and stuff, man, there's been crazy, crazy amounts of layoffs. So not too long ago, we had Xbox get hit with 2,000 layoffs, and we figured that was going to happen, all the mergers and acquisitions and all this stuff going on, you know, where they have redundant positions. I mean, you can't acquire a bunch of publishers and then also be a publisher and then not have two of this, three of that, you know, multiple of everything. So we knew layoffs were going to happen. So they have some layoffs. Then Sony follows up with 900 layoffs, which is crazy. You know, 900 people on top of a 2,000 people, that's a lot of people in one industry, you know. And then it looks like EA followed with a ton of layoffs, shuttering some studios as well. So it looks like one of the big Battlefield studios got shut down. And now Criterion's going to take over, their projects. And they canceled a Mandalorian game, which is crazy. Crazy. You would think that a Mandalorian game would be like huge. That would be like a you wouldn't even consider canceling that in today's landscape, you know, with the Mandalorian being one of the best Star Wars, you know, gimmicks that have come out. So interested to see where that goes. So I did want to jump into some pickups, guys. I picked up some stuff, some really cool games. I picked up some physical games, and I picked up some digital stuff. So I'll start with the digital stuff, and then I'm going to go grab the box of physical stuff. But I did pick up the Tomb Raider Remastered Trilogy, so I'm super excited to start those. Got them downloaded, both the PS4 and the PS5 versions, on the Portal. Well, no, they're not downloaded on the Portal, but I will be playing them with the Portal, because it's Portal time. And then I also picked up, I actually pre-ordered... Okay, you guys haven't heard me say I pre-ordered anything in years, unless it's Resident Evil. Okay, I pre-ordered Hi-Fi Rush. That's me showing my support because I want Xbox games to come over to the PlayStation. Super, super excited to play it there. It was a decent little game. So I got that one coming. And then I also pre-ordered the Star Wars Battlefront 1 and 2 collection that's coming out. So right now, if you pre-order those games on PlayStation, you get a little bit of a discount. And man, oh man, am I excited about that. So I picked up both those games. I can't wait to jump into Battlefront. That's going to be, oh gosh, I played that game a lot when I was younger. And I am very, very excited about it. Not only is it coming out and it's, you know, Battlefront, there's going to be 64 player multiplayer on there, but also I'm going to get to play it on the Portal. So it's going to be really freaking super, super cool. So I'm excited about those games. I picked those up. Let me grab my box real fast so we can jump into some of these other pickups. All right, guys. So I'm going to slide my microphone. So this one's going to be a little different. This is where I really should. If I was smart, I would be doing a video version of the show to go through stuff like this. But I'm not. I'm not that smart. I'm already 30 minutes deep into an audio-only podcast, and it is what it is. So imagine with me, I have this giant box of video games in front of me. So here's what I did. There was an online seller on Whatnot. Guys, if you haven't heard about Whatnot, take the time, go download the Whatnot app, check it out. It is Twitch plus eBay. It's crazy. It's like live auctions. And you can haggle back and forth with the sellers and, you know, and the buyers. You know, I like to haggle with you guys. And it's a lot of fun. And you get some great deals. And there's a couple sellers that I follow that I buy specific types of inventory from. Some for the collection and some for reselling. I'm going to get this thing kind of situated. So, made a little bit of money on a deal. And took that money and reinvested it into the collection, into the podcast, and told my son, here's your budget. Okay, this is my youngest, my Paxton, my 9-year-old. So here's your budget, okay? You can go spend X amount of dollars. Here's how I want you to appropriate the funds. If it is a Resident Evil game, okay, you can spend up to this amount. If it is a, now we're talking older Resident Evil games, not new stuff. If it is a PlayStation 2 game, you can spend up to this much. PSP, PS Vita, PS3, yada, yada. So I'm pulling out of the box a combination of stuff that he bought and some stuff that I bought. So I'll start off, I'm just reaching down this box. Here's the thing, guys. This box came in during D-Now, and I like opened it. Kind of like flip through and like, oh, look at this, look at this, look at this, but did not really like go through it to see what all we have. I don't even know everything he bought, right? And it's a decent amount. So here we go. First game I pulled out. This is one that I purchased. It is the Japanese copy of Biohazard. So Resident Evil 1, and it is complete. And I have the Japanese versions in my personal collection already, but I got a pretty good deal on it. And it's one of those things to where I will have them up for grabs in my upcoming Whatnot auctions. If people buy them, they buy them. If they don't, they don't. And I'm okay with keeping them. I try not to invest too much into items that I wouldn't necessarily keep for myself. That's kind of the motto with reselling. Is like, if I'm going to have this little business, and it is in fact a business now, it's grown so much over the past year, then I like to, sure, I need to buy inventory. And the reason why I do video games in general, and movies and comics, is because if I have them and I decide to quit selling tomorrow, if the mortgage business turns up to 12 and I can't keep up with reselling video games, then I just have more games. It's not like I lose anything. And then specifically with imports, I try to either buy things that I know will sell because there's a demand for it, or I buy things that I would be fine with keeping. So here we go. Next up, out of the box, Biohazard 2. This is Resident Evil 2. This is the PlayStation 1 copy, and it is complete, and it is super, super cool. So I remember sourcing these years ago when I was building my Resident Evil collection and spending a decent amount of money on importing these Japanese copies. Now, I've got a source, and I can just buy. I mean, I see them regularly. So next up, Biohazard 3, The Last Escape. See, that's one of the things, too. For those of you guys who are listening and you're like, maybe you've never dabbled with Japanese imports before. Some, not all, but some Japanese imports, and sometimes a lot, it's just depending on the generation that we're talking about of console. But they have variant covers. They have variant names and titles and stuff. And sometimes the Japanese version is in fact cooler than the American version. So I picked up these three games, but Biohazard 3, which is Resident Evil 3, it's called The Last Escape. Here in the States, it's just Resident Evil 3. Nemesis. Resident Evil 3 Nemesis. So it's just, you know, it is what it is. So next up, this one is for reselling, not for me. This is part of an anime bundle. But this one is Dragon Ball Z on PlayStation 2. So I'm not a big anime person. You guys know that. I am struggling to get through anime stuff for the Patreon. But here we go. I bought it nonetheless because anime does pretty well on Whatnot. And it's cool to have this stuff because people drop in all the time. Hey, you got any Naruto? Hey, you got any Dragon Ball Z? Hey, you got any, you know, PS2 stuff? So here we go. So I got a copy of Naruto on PS2. I have a copy of Naruto 2 on PS2. Most of this stuff is complete. Every now and again, you'll have one that's just the manual, or it's missing just the manual. I did get some PS3 stuff. So some of these Gundam games. So, and again, some of the stuff never, like some of the stuff that we have in here did not even release in the States. So this is Gundam Exa. This is the Extreme Versus. That's on PS3. This one's for the personal collection. This one is not for reselling. This one is Biohazard Revival Selection. All right, so for those of you guys who are listening who are PS3 collectors and you are Resident Evil fans, okay, so you had the on released on PlayStation, PS3, you had Resident Evil 4 and Resident Evil Code Veronica. Okay, those were like downloadable games. That was what I was thinking of. In Japan, they were actually received a physical edition, the Biohazard Archives Revival Edition. So there you go. Actually, it says Archives inside, but it doesn't say Archives on the front. So Revival Selection. But yes, so there we go. I have a copy of Code Veronica, and I have a copy of Resident Evil 4 on the PS3. That is cool. Like, I didn't have that. I didn't even know that existed. Not that I ever looked into it, but like, I didn't go crazy on Resident Evil imports. Like, I tend to just buy them. I tend to just buy them just when I see them, you know, if I'm perusing eBay or I find, you know, you find somebody here in the States that has them, I'm like, okay, cool, I'll buy that. So that was cool. So this one is for the collection. Super excited to have it. Next up, I did get a Nintendo 64 transfer pack that will allow you to put the Game Boy games in there. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. I got Naruto 3. I don't even know. This one's I can't read Japanese. And I didn't use Google Lens. So I bought an anime pack of 5-6 anime games. Then we have Dragon Ball Z Infinite Worlds on the PS2. It is complete. So I believe this is a Dragon Ball Z fighting game. Pretty dope looking. Here's a cool one. Now this one, again, going back to my PS3 collectors, this is one that we did not get in the States. So it is the God of War trilogy box set. So it has the God of War HD collection. Okay, so God of War 1 and 2. And that is complete. We did get that here in the States. And then God of War 3. Okay, we did get that here in the States. But this particular trilogy, it comes with this really awesome art book and this really cool sleeve on top. So it's, let me say this. It's possible we got something similar here in the States. I have multiple versions of the God of War stuff as it's been released on PS3. And so who knows, you know, what we, there's possibly versions I missed. And I didn't do extensive research into it. I just know that I've never seen this before. And it is awesome. This art book is so freaking cool. So, yes, I'll be posting pictures of all this stuff in the Loot Bros podcast group, in the Discord, and in the South Carolina Game Exchange Facebook group. So that's one for the collection. Yeah, that's a cool God of War piece for the collection that I'm super excited to have. If I wanted to sell it, the sold comps are actually pretty high, so I could make my money back very quickly. Next up, here is another collection. Now, this one, it is missing a game, and there's a random game thrown in there, but this random game is pretty cool to have, too. So, this one is called the Call of Duty Modern Warfare Series Collection. It is a really awesome, like, box set slip, okay? And inside it, what's on the front is Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3. What actually came in it is Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I'm sorry. Call of Duty World at War, Greatest Hits Edition. It is an American copy. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. This one is a Japanese import, but you know, the PS3 stuff is region free. And this one is, it came with Dark Souls, the Artorias of the Abyss edition. So this is, I guess, with DLC from the original Dark Souls game. So that's pretty cool. On PS3, didn't have that. So that's another piece that it's like, man, if I sell it, cool. If I didn't sell it, also cool. So what'll probably end up happening is I'll probably sell the Call of Duty World at War, because I have it. I'll probably sell Modern Warfare 3, keep the Dark Souls, because I don't have that version, and this slipcut case, and put my 3 Call of Duty Modern Warfare's in there. So next up, we got a copy of Dynasty Warriors Orochi. Orochi Z. So we have a copy of Grand Theft Auto 5 on PS3. So this one does not come with the map. It's just the inserts. We got a copy of Devil May Cry, the DMC, on PS3. Again, some of these things my son just bought. I have no idea. We have a copy of Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit for the PS3. I'm sure that one will sell very, very well, very easily. Let me put some of these plastic baggies in this over here. Let's see. Next up, we have, this is cool. This is one that I'm super excited to have. It is a copy of, it's a PS3 copy of SmackDown vs. Raw 2011. It is the Japanese import, but the Japanese import has a different front cover than the American version. The American version has John Cena on front. The Japanese version has Randy Orton, Sheamus, and The Undertaker on front. So that one was for me. Super excited to have that. So next up, we have another PS3 game. This one is, all this stuff is PlayStation, by the way. We have one Nintendo item that I can tell. End of Eternity for the PS3. So this is a Sega published game. It is an RPG. I have absolutely no clue what it's about. Didn't have that one. It's possible it has a different name here in the States. Because we have that one Eternal Fates game. I don't know if that's the same thing. We got a copy of MotorStorm on the PS3. We got another copy of Grand Theft Auto 5 on the PS3. This one comes with no manual, no map. Let's see. We got another copy of One Piece Pirate Warriors on the PS3. So that one's a good one. I've sold that one a few times. Let me fold this up. Getting tons of emails from work. We are. This is a busy day today. As soon as I get done recording, I'm going to have to jump into some crazy stuff. Here we go. This one's cool. This was the Burnout Paradise Ultimate Box. So I believe this one came with the DLC on the disc for the motorcycles and stuff. So that one's cool. Did not have that one. We got a copy of Gran Turismo 5 on the PS3. We got a copy of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas Greatest Hits on the PS3. I believe I just added this one to my personal collection. I'll have to double check. But having a PS3 copy of San Andreas is awesome. So that one is also the American version. Next up, we got a PSP box set. And this one is, God, what is it called? It's the Something Debut Darling Box. So anytime we get PSP box sets, even if they're dating sims or husbando simulators or waifu simulators, whatever they are, we try to pick them up for cheap because they sell really, really well. And a lot of these come with, like, these box sets come with, like, CDs and art books. So, like, this one comes with an art book in the box set. Okay, it shows all the characters and kind of gives their bios. And it comes with some really cool inserts. Comes with trading cards and the actual soundtrack in the album. So, believe it or not, we have found a market for PSP and PS Vita dating sims on Whatnot. That's been something that sells regularly and consistently. And we have a series of ladies that come to our auctions and buy that stuff. So we are excited, you know, to see those. Next up, this one was for me. This one is awesome. This is a PS3 copy of Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is the HD edition on PS3. If I'm not mistaken, the only way to get Peace Walker on the PS3 was to buy the Legacy Collection and then there's another collection. There's two collections. So, I don't believe that there is a standalone Peace Walker disc version for the American version. It's just those. So super excited to have that one. So that one's going in the collection. And then next up, this one is Yakuza of the End, not End of the Line. I don't know. I always want to say End of the Line, of the End. Now, I believe this is the Japanese import. This one comes with a really awesome, like, box cover. I believe this one is, it's like it's the zombie version, the zombie spinoff, but I think it's called something different here in the States. So we picked that one up. That one will go in the collection because the other one is getting very pricey. Very pricey. And here's the thing, guys. So we have right here for the collection, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games that go in the collection. And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 games to be resold. And these games will definitely make our money back and cover the stuff that we added to the collection. So we're super excited about that. I'll make a short kind of showing these off. I'll post the stuff in the Loot Bros Facebook group. But the cool thing about Whatnot is that I have discovered this awesome, like, there's so many different sellers and there's so many people selling different things. And I'm able to get PS3 copies and PS Vita and PSP copies of games that I otherwise would struggle to get a hold of. And it's they're not region locked. Yeah, the PlayStation ecosystem's not region locked. And I think the modern Xbox systems are not region locked as well. So the thing is, guys, and sorry if I sound like I'm far away from the microphone. My point in sharing all that stuff with you is not that I just absolutely love Japanese import games, because I don't. It's the fact that we're able to get games that are otherwise harder to get that we can still play on our consoles here in the States. So it is an interesting thing to know. Something that I, you know, and I've done. I've played a few of them. As a matter of fact, I played Resident Evil 5. And as soon as you put it in, it, you know, the sucky thing about that one is it didn't have its own trophy list. So I didn't get to re-get the trophies again, but just on the import version. So I would have loved to be able to do that. That's not really, that wasn't possible, but I was able to play it, you know, Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition. I just put it in, boom, playable. So some of these games are, it's like, man, you know what? I can really dabble with some different stuff. And for the trophy hunters out there, you know, hey, you might be able to play a game that you know, play a game that you're into and get it really, really cheap and play it on the hardware you already have. So, and I've got a couple different physical versions of games that were only released digital here in the States. Another one of my favorites, this is the PAL version, is the Ratchet and Clank trilogy on the PS Vita. So those games only released digitally here in the States. They came out physically on the Vita overseas. So that was super cool as well. So the reason why, again, I'm diving all in, I'm sharing this stuff with you, is no one ever told me, or no one ever explained to me, that some of the stuff that I buy digitally, I can have a physical version, I just might have to import it. When you hear about importing things, you're like, well, that sounds kind of difficult. You go on eBay and you could wind up paying an astronomical amount on shipping. And then if you use Play Asia and stuff like that, you know, sometimes that shipping's really, really, it kills you. Or you can go on Whatnot and you can find people that already have the stuff and have bulk of it, and you can purchase it there for super cheap and have and really add to your collection. So again, not trying to necessarily push Whatnot, just trying to bring awareness to it. I'm not trying to push imports because, you know, I'm pretty selective on the imports that I keep, and I've only played a handful of them, you know, actually with for any reasonable amount of time. Now, Nintendo stuff and older consoles, you do have to have Japanese versions of them. But some of them, if you buy, there's another fun fact you might not know. If you get the Japanese version of the console, it plays the American versions of the games, but not necessarily vice versa. So, for example, from what I understand, fact check me if I'm wrong, the Nintendo 64, the Japanese Nintendo 64 will play the American versions, but not the other way around. Same thing with the Game Boy. But again, I'm not 100% sure. As a matter of fact, I have an imported Game Boy coming over right now. We should have that one, even that should be in today. And 16 copies of Mario Kart Wii, Japanese imports. I think there might be a couple of American ones sprinkled in there. But anyways, we've all some stuff. So all that being said, guys, today's conversation, today's podcast was really more so focused on picking up stuff and kind of just spreading a little bit of awareness on the imports. So I think they're cool. I'm kind of in this, and I know some of the listeners of the podcast have well been into the imports, and like right now, just, you know, former co-host of the show, you know, host of the PlayStation Ain't Dead podcast, Will, he's real big into importing Japanese PS1 games. That's his thing right now. And I get it, because there's stuff out there we didn't get to experience, and there's stuff out there that even if we had something similar, it's cool to have the variant of it. Now, for my comic book collectors out there, you know all about buying variants. You'll buy the same book six times because you get a different cover. I do it. I get it. So right now for me, having like the games that I really like, but also have multiple versions of them, that's cool. That's really cool. So anyways, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for sticking with me. Hopefully I'll have Gareth on later this week to talk shop. As far as films, real quick, I know we've been adding that to the mix. I haven't watched a film recently, so I don't have anything new to report. I am watching a really cool show called The Lincoln Lawyer. I'm about 5 episodes in. That's been really interesting. It reminds me of House, but in law, and Neve Campbell's in it. So for all my Scream fans out there, and my Twisted Metal fans out there, she's in there. She does a great job. So far, so good. Been watching that one with the wife, taking a break from Storage Wars, although I wish I wasn't. So yes, more content coming out this week, guys. Thank you so much for bearing with me. Thank you to all the Loot Bros faithful people who have stuck with us over the years, all the different iterations. Be sure to check out the Resident Daryl podcast. If you're not a patron, go to Patreon, get yourself hooked up on some of that content. There's hundreds of podcasts on there. So much stuff. It's ridiculous. Go check it out. Leave us some nice feedback. That would be great. We haven't pushed for feedback in so long. And it makes a huge difference. It really does. When we're getting comments and we're getting feedback, we're getting reviews on podcast forums, podcast platforms, and we're getting stars on Spotify, like, it really does grow the show. The numbers explode. So thank you guys so much for all of your time and your patience. We appreciate you. We'll catch you guys later on this week on some more Loot Bros content. Always remember, anime's for pervs.